A year ago, we were talking about a pair of rookie draft choices that had the chance to revitalize the Jags' passing attack. Combined with rookie quarterback Blake Bortles, wide receivers Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson were the reasons for our hope. A year later, and we're talking about a trio, not a duo, of second-year wideouts around whom the Jaguars expect to build their future. Robinson would certainly have eclipsed the Jags' record for most receptions by a rookie had he played in the season's final six games. Lee took a while, but finished strong, highlighted by his speedy touchdown catch against the Giants. And Allen Hurns was a revelation as an undrafted rookie and led the group with 51 catches and 7 scores. Rashad Greene is this year's addition. The fifth-round pick from Florida State is the Seminoles' all-time leading receiver and was Jameis Winston's security blanket. He doesn't have incredible size or blazing speed, but runs precise routes, gets open, and makes the catch. That FSU coach Jimbo Fisher named him a permanent captain is simply icing on the cake. Oh, and he averaged 12.3 yards per return. Bonus. Rookie Neil Sterling is an intriguing blend of size and speed. The seventh-round pick from Monmouth isn't a natural receiver, but he's a good athlete and excels on special teams, which is what it'll take for him to win the fifth or sixth spot in that receiver's room and avoid the practice squad. Aurelius Ben, Damian Copeland, and Tandon Doss are all, like Sanders and Sterling, going to have to win a shot at competing for a job as a receiver by winning a job as a return man or on coverage teams. A year ago, this was a dicey position group to talk about. A year later, there's enough to count on that there are more candidates to count than jobs to fill.